running some numbers here. It is impressive what happens to former vice presidents when they leave office recently. Let me give you an example. Al Gore was worth about $1.5 million in January of 2001. His value now is somewhere near $500 million. Joe Biden, just looking at this story, Joe Biden made about $390,000, along with his wife Jill in 2016, the last year he was vice president. The next year, 2017, he made $11 million. Last year, a paltry $4.6 million. So he's made upwards of $16 million. Bought a $2.7 million vacation home on the coast of Delaware and rented a 12,000-square-foot, 5-bedroom, 10-bath home in McLean, Virginia. Things aren't too tough for the VP. And this is the champion of the ordinary guy, right? They try to paint Donald Trump as a bad guy for being a billionaire, for being successful, and yet he's made $15 million in 2 years' time since being vice president. Now, where do you think that money comes from? Meanwhile, he wants to go all the way to the left, does Joe Biden. He wants to go all the way to the left with all these other far-left candidates, led out by the nose by the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others, led by the nose all the way into the socialist sewer. Well, one guy who doesn't think that's a good idea is the founder of the Black Entertainment Television, billionaire himself, Robert Johnson. He says, Donald Trump's doing a great job, and the Democrats, he's not sure where they've gone. He is a big voice in the black community, is Robert Johnson. He's in his 70s now, extremely brilliant man, well-spoken, created BET and a whole bunch of other entities and businesses. And he was on CNBC just yesterday talking about the Democratic Party and the economy and Donald Trump. Here's part of what he said. It's bite number one. Go. Bite one.
Well, I think the economy is doing absolutely great, and it's particularly reaching into populations that heretofore have had very bad problems in terms of jobs, employment, and the opportunities that come with full employment. So African-American unemployment is at its lowest level, Hispanic unemployment, women. So I give President Trump, and I've said this before on Squawk Box, I give President a lot of credit for moving the economy in a positive direction that's benefiting a large number of Americans. I think the tax cuts clearly helped stimulate the economy. I think business people have a little bit more confident in the way the economy is going. And I think it's beginning to have some impact globally. We still have some issues to deal with the China trade negotiation issues. But overall, if you look at the U.S. economy and you look at the number of people who are no longer looking for jobs, but now sort of seeing the opportunities for job growth.
So Robert John appears to be standing in Paris, if I'm not mistaken, in this interview. He says the president's doing a great job in unemployment, in growing the economy, in making things go very, very well. And as Johnson looks around at the Democratic field, two dozen or so, Joe Biden included, and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders and all the rest that have gone so far to the left, he's concerned that there's nobody there that's electable. He's concerned there's nobody there that can beat Trump, and doesn't really sound like he cares if Trump gets beat. In fact, it sounds like he might almost be in Trump's corner. It's bite number two. Johnson, by the way, a lifelong Democrat. Bite number two. Go.
The party, in my opinion, has moved, for me personally, too far to the left. And for that reason, I don't have a candidate in this particular, in the party at this time. I think at the end of the day, if a Democrat is going to beat Trump, that person, he or she, is going to have to move to the center. And you can't wait too long to do that. Because the message of some of the programs that the Democrats are pushing are not resonating with the majority of the American people. It's really working for the party for the primaries. But if you're going to win a general election against President Trump, who has a lockdown his base, and everybody's going to contest for the middle and the independents, you can't be too far left in that process.
But that's exactly what has happened. Robert Johnson, exactly right. You can't go too far left in that process, but that's what they're going to unprecedented places on the left. Now, of course, some of the candidates have vanished at this point. Beto O'Rourke, have you heard anything about him in 2 weeks? No, Beto's done. You look at some of the other candidates going far left, and I think Bernie Sanders fading. But I've got some polling here that I think is pretty shocking, and the Democrats should be concerned about this brand new polling that I've been looking at here, because this is the first time in any of the polling I've seen Donald Trump winning in head-to-head matches. This comes from Emerson, so it is a reputable poll if you care about such things. Now, we're way too far out for it to make a lot of difference, but it is an indicator, a tea leaf, if you will, to take a look at. In head-to-head matchups with Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete, and Joe Biden, here's how the numbers come out. The president would lose to Joe Biden by 6 points and Bernie Sanders by 2, but the president beats Kamala Harris. He beats Elizabeth Warren. He beats Mayor Pete, all by 2 points. And that is the first poll that I have seen that shows the president winning against any of them of the top-tier Democrat candidates, because those really are the top five right there. And those will be the five that make it through to New Hampshire, to Iowa. These are the top five candidates. And the president, inching forward of three of those candidates, is significant. It's a big deal. Because while his approval ratings, also at all-time highs, they're still just 45%. The aggregate at Real Clear Politics, the average of the polls, 45.1% as of yesterday. I haven't looked today. 45.1% approval, which means he's still underwater, but he was underwater before the 2016 election. It's not about that. It's not about whether he's popular in California. It's not whether he's popular in New York. It doesn't matter if he's popular in Illinois. He's popular in the Midwest and a whole host of other places, places that have electoral college votes that matter and make the difference. There you have it. Shock polling for you. 52 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July savings.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.